a whack. It's sailing beyond the boundary. It's a big one.
Hi, this is Ayush, a very big cricket enthusiast and a rookie in the stock market. And with me, I have Nihil, another very big cricket enthusiast and much bigger than me stock market enthusiast.
Hi, Ayush. Thanks for having me here. Yeah, this is a nice experience and a new experience for me. Never been on a podcast before. Excited about this. Yeah.
Same here, man. Really excited. But first things first, Nihil, what do we want to call this? Any ideas? What do we want to call this? Because we don't know what to call this right now. How about the Crick Stocks podcast?
Oh, Crick Talks, as in you're talking about cricket and talks, right? That's the name you're suggesting, Crick Stocks.
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking about cricket and the stock market, but in the same lens, it could be Crick Stocks also, talking about cricket.
It just sounds a little funny to me, Ayush. It sounds like I'm stalking someone when you talk about cricket and stock, because it sounds like Crick Stock. Why don't we think about, you know, something beyond cricket as well, since, you know, you mentioned we're talking about cricket and stock markets here. Is this podcast mainly for cricket, of cricket content or cricket matches that go on the field?
Oh, no, man. This is not just about cricket. It's going to be much more beyond that. It's going to be a lot. We're going to be not just cricket, not just stock markets. It's going to be a lot. We're going to be talking about many, many different things. So, yeah, I mean, let the imagination flow.
Oh, wonderful. So there's this one name that comes to my mind since you say this is not about cricket and not restricted to the cricket field. So it's much more beyond the cricket field, right? It's much more beyond the boundary lines. It's not just about fitting fours and sixes. Why don't we call it Beyond the Boundary, where we can dive into a universe of stocks and a lot of other interesting topics and things other than cricket on the field. How does Beyond the Boundary sound to you?
Wow, Beyond the Boundary. That's. I think that's a brilliant idea, man. That's really smart. I think Beyond the Boundary, it just fits. It really fits. So yeah, I think we can shake hands on that, Beyond the Boundary. So welcome to Beyond the Boundary.
Superb. I'm glad to be here, Ayush.
Talking about cricket, first things first, I've known you for such a long time, and when it comes to cricket, mujhe yaar ek cheez hamesha yaad aati hai. Do you remember that during the 2015 World Cup, the 50 over World Cup, you, me, some of our other friends, Tejas was also there, you know, we had just had this contest, very interesting contest among ourselves itself. I think we were five or six of us. Bahut hi interesting contest tha yaar, and we prepared an Excel sheet on it, and we were tracking performances. And who was, you know, at the end, who was at the top of the entire thing. Do you remember that? Kuch to contest khela tha humne.
Yeah. I do remember, Ayush. It was pretty interesting. You've gone back way into time, 2015. I remember World Cup chalu tha. And thanks to Tejas, yaar, he took all the efforts. Usne Excel pe sab details dale, data pull kiya. So I think it was more like we had to select our teams, right? Where we had to select like 11 players out of all the possible countries. And during the entire phase of the World Cups, you know, Tejas was collecting points as to how our players performed, and accordingly they were rated. And it was very interesting to find out. I remember Umesh Yadav being the highest points for the Indian team, which was something, you know, astonishing to all of us. I think that was an amazing experience.
That was just fun. That World Cup, like you said, threw in many surprises. And just, you know, that it's been 6 years, 2015 ki baat kar raha hun, but that thing, that the entire contest that we played, it just still very fresh in my mind. That it also goes to show how such big cricket fans we are. And since you're talking about cricket, WTC final ke baare mein to baat karni padegi. I mean, India khel raha hai, it's playing
course.
New Zealand.
Of course.
India, our favorites, New Zealand, the universal fan favorites. I think it's safe to call them that. So, tell me, kya, what do you think about this match?
Look, Ayush, I'll be very honest from the bottom of my heart. I know I'm going to receive a lot of flack for saying this and a lot of hate, but my heart's with New Zealand, bro. I want New Zealand to win. I think it's going to make me more happy seeing New Zealand and Williamson pick up that trophy. And, you know, obviously, both teams deserve it equally. Both teams have been grinding it out for 2 years and reached the pinnacle of Test cricket. But yeah, my heart goes out to New Zealand, especially after what happened in the 2019 World Cup. But I believe, Ayush, you know, this could have been a three-match contest, maybe like a home, away and a neutral venue kind of a thing. What's your take on that?
Yeah, I mean, it's that idea. I mean, it started with Ravi Shastri talking about it before flying to England. First of all, England mein kyun match rakha hai? I'm still confused. I mean, it's one match. We can come to that later. But yeah, the, you know, best of three finals, I think it's a great idea. Kar sakte, I mean, definitely. You have that window. If you can prepare that window in advance, you know when the final's going to be. It's a two and a half year cycle. So it just levels the playing field a lot, man, having three matches. I think, yeah, that I would support that idea.
Yeah, definitely. I do believe that three-match final would have been the way to go. But about talking about the final in England, I think this was decided way back by ICC. So, yeah, I mean, there's nothing much we can do about it, right? It's already day five. I think, right, the moment we speak, India is bowling New Zealand. The last I saw an update was New Zealand were 160-odd for five or something. Let's see if, you know, we get a result in the match. Exciting, but yeah, I don't see a result happening. I'm either looking at a New Zealand win or a draw. That's what my prediction would be.
Yeah, New Zealand win or a draw. There's no time at all for India to do anything at all, don't you think?
The unthinkable has happened in cricket, so yeah, I don't know. Maybe for all the cricket lovers who want to support India, the entire nation out here, maybe India wins. Let's see how it pans out.
I mean, cricket, we can go on and on and on for hours about cricket. But talking about you, Nihil, I mean, like you already mentioned, I've known you since a long time. We've known each other for a long time. And I've known you to be a very active sports person since school days. You've played basketball, you've played handball, and many different things. I mean, I've seen you try your hands at many different things. But why not cricket? I mean, that's the big question. Ye main hamesha socha hai maine, why not cricket?
Arey yaar, Ayush, you've asked me a tough question, yeah, why not cricket? But to be honest, in fact, it's not tough to answer because, you know, when you see young players my age, like, you know, or maybe younger than me, you know, people like Rishabh Pant and Shubman Gill playing. Yaar, tumne unko khelte huye dekha hai. There's no chance, bro. There's no chance. I always knew it. There's no chance with the kind of talent that India has, with the kind of talented young budding cricketers, you know, through the entire ecosystem of cricket that we have in our country. There was no chance ever that I would have made it in cricket. I did try my hands at basketball, you know, handball, got a little bit of success at school, state level. But yeah, those were the days, I think 2004s and 2010s, the entire journey that we had in school together. That was amazing. Reflecting back upon, I do think sometimes, why not cricket? But just, I don't think I was good enough for it, maybe. Honest answer.
Yeah, man, that's pretty honest. That's, you know, nice to hear. And but still, I mean, cricket, you must have not played cricket, but I've known you to be very passionate about cricket for since always. I mean, so many conversations, I think we've spent thousands of hours talking about cricket over such a long time. Now there's another thing along with cricket that I know you to be passionate about and I have a very big interest in, and that is trading and the stock market. Abhi cricket and sports ek baju ho gaya. This is something, a completely different spectrum, so to say. Where did that interest come from? Just tell us about that. Where did that interest come from? About trading, about the stock market. Kahan se hua wo?
So, yaar, Ayush, kaisa hai? You know, I'm from a Marwadi family. I have a background of family members who've always been into the business side of things, Marwaris. तो ना क्या है, ऊपर नीचे जो prices move होते हैं ना, उसमें मुझे हमेशा से interest था. I was always very interested in prices going up and down, and maybe any instrument or any market, the very fundamental fact that prices move, trading happens, and you know, you can probably speculate or trade in a numerous of things. So the very concept of speculation and the very concept of trading is something I've always been very interested in, very intriguing. बट कभी यार उसको एक्सप्लोर नहीं कर पाया, बिकॉज यू नो जस्ट लाइक फॉर एवरी वन लिसनिंग, जस्ट लाइक यू नो आई स्टार्टेड सी, आई थिंक यू स्टार्टेड सी अलॉन्ग विथ मी, एंड यू नो देयर वाज हार्डली लाइक अ इयर्स गैप वेर यू प्रोबेबली वर द स्मार्टर वन, सो यू पास्ड अ फ्यू एग्जाम्स एंड वेंट अहेड. सो आई वाज स्टक बिहाइंड. सो दिस एंटायर जर्नी दैट वी हैड इन यू नो चार्टर्ड अकाउंटेंसी कोर्स, दोज 4 or 5 years डिडंट रियली लेट मी डू एनीथिंग एल्स और एक्सप्लोर this entire passion. It was always like a thing in the back of my mind. It was always maybe a hidden talent, if I could use that word, or maybe a hidden or a secret liking that I had towards the markets and the price movements, which definitely didn't come during my CA days. Since I left CA, I think, you know, it was a tough call to leave CA, but I took that decision because I wanted to explore other things in life. I wanted to do a lot of other things, do something of my own. And, you know, in 2019, I decided that that's it. I need to look beyond CA. I need to look beyond the formal education that everyone is going after and seek something that I could create on my own and I could follow my passions. So that's where it all started, Ayush.
2019, it all changed for you. What happened? I mean, what was that very big change in your life? How did that happen?
I think it was two things, to be honest. One was obviously the tough decision to leave CA. And I would say I was very lucky to have my family's support in my decision. I was very lucky to have friends and colleagues around me who were also probably few of them in the same spectrum that I was, you know, confused about whether to leave CA or not. And also a few who wanted to do something on their own. So there was this idea we always had. We wanted to do something together. We wanted to come with an idea that would, you know, probably be life-changing, probably be something that has never been done before. And this entire idea ki kuch se kuch to karna hai boss, you know, this entire passion and drive, and especially in probably in cricket or probably in stocks, you know, probably either of the two, that was something that took the entire decision of me to, you know, shift my focus into stock market. Or second thing to yaar jo sabka hota hai, Ayush ki demat account kholo. So jab tak tum demat account nahi kholte ho and you don't see price movements, I think it's like the fear of missing out that you call the whole FOMO effect. I was part of the FOMO effect where, you know, everyone was entering the markets, all my friends, colleagues around me, and they all had demat accounts and they were trading in stocks of companies that I hadn't heard of before. So that's what drove me, and that I made a demat account, and yeah, there it's all started, the entire journey in trading in stock markets.
Wow, man, that's really interesting. That's pretty interesting. Like you mentioned, you know, just, and I can relate to that a lot as well, you know, just sitting that one day and we're thinking about kya ye kya kar rahe CA mein. So yeah, that's a very interesting thing. We would really like to know more about this yaar, ki ye cricket and stock market ka jo tumne ye tumhara jo passion tha, from where it stemmed, and you gave us a good idea about it, but we definitely like to know more about this. This is really interesting about cricket, stock market, like they're two different things, but you know, thinking about them in the same breath is, you know, something that was very interesting. The first time even I heard about it, I was like, okay, wow, what is this? So can you tell us more about this?
Definitely, I would love to get deep into the conversations about cricket and stock market. Just referring to an earlier sentence that you said, ki somebody like me who's a cricket fanatic and a stock market enthusiast, talking about cricket and stock market in the same breath, is probably the best thing possible. So yeah, I mean, this entire journey of cricket plus stock market, the idea that we had that started in 2019, you know, I started this with very close colleagues of mine, Jugal, Tejas, and you know, soon Nikhil joined us. So it was an it's been an amazing journey, Ayush, and I would love to talk about it, about how it all started, what the concept is, and you know, how far have we come along from there. It would be an amazing conversation to have. Unfortunately, I would love to catch up on the WTC final that is going on right now.
Absolutely.
And we are short on time because of time constraints between the both of us. So you know, let's connect soon and talk about this entire journey about cricket and stock markets.
Super. I'm super excited, man. We got to talk about this, but yeah, I can understand when you say you want to catch up on the WTC final. We've already, you know, we have to a little bit more to catch up on right now, because from what I hear, India is really making a comeback in this match. But yeah, we're going to catch up soon, and we're going to talk more about cricket and the stock market together. I really can't wait, man.
Same here, Ayush. I would love to connect soon. It's been a pleasure, you know. It's been really exciting, and it's been wonderful. It's been a little also. It's giving me chills where I'm thinking about I'm doing a podcast for the first time. But it was lovely to share my ideas and speaking from my heart about whatever you asked and whatever we wanted to converse from. I would love to sit down and talk to you again about a lot of things, not just cricket and stock market, but in general as well. It would be lovely.
Perfect, man. Can't wait to do this again. See you soon.
See you, man. Cheers. Thanks.